More than $1 million was recently spent on an effort to dump poison in a Chicago canal while an electric car barrier was being adjusted. But various groups and states have been calling for more action against the invasive fish. The federal government has announced that $13 million from the recently passed Great Lakes Restoration Fund will be steered toward additional carp controls. Wisconsin DNR Secretary Matt Frank says he's glad to see that some of the money will go toward reducing the chance that any Asian carp in the Des Plaines River could swim into water bodies connected to Lake Michigan during a flood.
One of the things that's been identified is putting a berm up there so that that doesn't happen. There have been other things that have been identified as a way to separate these water bodies, and the money that's been announced will be very helpful.
The Obama administration says some of the money will also go towards more genetic testing to try to pinpoint where the carp might be in the Chicago waterway system. Environmental groups praise the new funding to fight the carp. But Henry Henderson of the Natural Resources Defense Council says there still needs to be a permanent separation of the Great Lakes from the Illinois and Mississippi river systems.
That's going to take a significant amount of work about movement of commerce and the management of the pipes, etc., that deal with our water resources.
Henderson says he hopes the state of Michigan goes ahead with a threatened lawsuit about Chicago's diversion of Lake Michigan water, which gives Asian carp a possible path to the lake. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.